Positive Chats Podcast on with you for Monday, July 11th. And with us this morning, live in studio, Jim Beach. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
I got to tell you, your last name all by itself makes me feel all warm. I want to go out and sit in the sand somewhere and enjoy the sun and just do nothing. So explain, what are we doing with Young Life? Was that something you've been part of for a long time and just kind of worked your way into?
I've been part of Young Life since 2002 when I was a high school kid. That was how I came to know Christ, was through Young Life in the ministry. So, I've been involved various different ways since then. Young Life is a Christian organization that's tries to share the gospel with unchurched, disinterested kids, which is what I was for the most part. And we're trying to share Jesus with kids, and we build relationships with them and earn the right to be heard. And we have various different, you know, things we do with them. We have awesome summer camps and, you know, fall trips. We have clubs and stuff during the school year and things like that. But really the heart of what Young Life leaders do is they build relationships with kids and become their friends, and they share the gospel in those contexts with them. And we tell kids about Jesus like that. So that's what Young Life is.
What got you? Because the part that stood out in your answer a second ago was disinterested.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us listening to you right now caught that. What brought your resistance down?
Well, I was a freshman in high school. There was an older kid named Jimmy. So we have a similar name. And he was a junior in high school. And he started just wanting to hang out with me and give me rides home from wrestling practice. And I was like, why do you want to hang out with me? He was like a good athlete and I wasn't, and I was a little confused why he wanted to hang out with me. He gave me a ride home from the first time he gave me a ride home from practice. We went to his friend's house on the way home, and fed his friend's fish on the way home. He's like, we just gotta go feed these fish. And I was like, what are we doing? But yeah, he was just befriending me, and he wanted to share Christ with me. But that was a high school student, actually.
Yeah.
That was another high school student involved with Young Life at my school. I went to Ida High School in Southeast Michigan. And as I just became more friends with him, he eventually invited me to Young Life. And I went because I was friends with him. And that's really how Young Life reaches kids, as we become friends. That's how you reach a disinterested person. You love somebody so much that they end up wanting to know why you're different, you know. And then, you know, Young Life, so I'm an area director. My job is to train and supervise volunteer leaders who lead different clubs around. In my area is West Toledo, which is, you know, Northview, Southview, Ottawa Hills, Springfield, Evergreen, those schools out there. It's more west of Toledo is my area. But staff supervise leaders who run different clubs kind of associated with different little worlds of kids, which is around schools. And but those volunteer leaders, as they're trying to reach kids, as kids say yes to following Christ, they just become part of the team. And, you know, we teach them to share their faith with their friends. And so that's how I got interested. I didn't even know my Young Life leader's name for a little while. I recognized him from being around at like football games and stuff, but
yeah,
it was another kid that made me interested, because I liked being friends with him.
Interesting question. I have to stage this just right, because you said that you've been with Young Life in one way or another for at least 20 years. Let's go back pre-YouTube.
Yeah.
Pre-anything tablet, smartphone, mm-hmm. pre-screen, pre-social media.
I did not own a cell phone then.
Exactly.
They existed.
Exactly. How has Young Life changed to be able to affect today's culture? Because to be able to reach the youth now, it's totally different than what it was 20 years ago when you first came in.
You know, in one sense, some things have changed because youth culture has changed a little bit and just how you relate to them. But the beautiful thing about Young Life is the main things we do really haven't changed very much. Mm-hmm. It's still just enter into their world and become their friends. And honestly, all the social media stuff, kids are all over, and you'll get FaceTime with kids that way if you really focus on those things. But what really changes people is relationships and real friendships, genuine friendships. And since Young Life's always focused on that as how we reach kids, it's still it might be more effective today, because kids are just craving the real friendship, you know, rather than they're all of their friends and followers online. Now, you still do stuff like that, and you get to, you might cross paths with kids that way, or you might, you know, technology is helpful in some ways, but mm-hmm. what's great about Young Life, and the reason why I think it still thrives, is because relationships will always matter to kids. And adults too. We all want to be known by somebody that's in our world. And so that's what Jesus did. He entered into our world and became one of us. And he walked around the shores of the Sea of Galilee with people. Yeah. You know, he didn't just send a message from afar. He did that. You know, this is what the whole Old Testament is. And the messages from afar aren't bad. But the relationships, man, it just feels like that's what Jesus did. He walked among us, built relationships, shared the gospel that way.
We're on with Jim Beach. He's one of the new area directors in Toledo for Young Life. When you're new to that position and getting familiar with your new office and you have a lot of influence around you, are there key goals that you bring in?
I'm glad you said that. Right now, so we just started June 1st. My wife is also part-time Young Life, and she does more administrative stuff and kind of mentors some of the girl leaders in the area. But our goal right now, we just started June 1st, and it's been a whirlwind of going to camp, coming back, going to a leader weekend thing, coming back. But really, we're trying to spend the whole summer getting to know as many people as possible. I'm from the general area. Like, I'm from just north of the border, mm-hmm. In Southeast Michigan. And then the last 8 years, we've been in Lenawee County. So up in the Adrian area. So I know the general area. I know where some major roads are and stuff. And I know some people, but there's just tons of folks that have been involved in Young Life here over the years that I don't know. And we're just trying to get together with them as much as possible. My goal is to have a breakfast and lunch with someone every day and just hear their Young Life stories. And so there's an amazing, rich history of Young Life in West Toledo. There's been, in Toledo in general, it started, I think it started in 1971. Mm-hmm. It might even be a couple years earlier than that. So there's 50 years of stories, you know, of Young Life in West Toledo. And the main goal right now this summer is I want to hear every one of those stories. So if anyone listening has a story, a Young Life story from when they were a kid, or maybe they were a leader at some point or something, I want to hear those stories. And then, you know, as the school year begins, you know, we have active clubs going right now for Northview kids and Ottawa Hills kids. Bridget and I are going to be leading Young Life for Southview kids. And so we're really restarting the Southview Club. It hasn't really restarted yet since COVID. Mm. Just like a lot of ministries, it's like rebuild phase post COVID. So that's kind of what Young Life's like in different parts. There's also Young Life in Toledo City, and Nate Tembo is the area director in the city, and he leads a club with Bowser students. They're actually at Young Life camp right now with like 30 kids or so. It's a really, really great club going on. So there's some places where things are really full functioning again. But one of the big goals is to get Southview going again. Southview has a really rich history of Young Life. In the 90s, I mean, it was an enormous club and ministry, and tons of kids that met Christ through Young Life from Sylvania in those years went on to full-time ministry or even lay ministry or whatever. There's tons of stories of that. And so, yeah, we're just trying to get Southview going again, and we'll be training new leaders this fall, people that are interested in being Young Life leaders, and those are really the two main focuses on my mind this fall.
So you mentioned Southview, you mentioned Bowser.
Yeah.
Does Young Life change at all? Do you guys gear up for the next year, or is everything kind of the same all year round?
It is different. During the school year, we have what we call club, and club is like a party with a purpose. It's like a, we call it controlled chaos. It's kind of like a party for kids.
Of course.
It's kind of like a party where someone stands up at the end and tells kids about Jesus. And so those that crowd usually at club is like 80% kids who aren't involved in a church, and we're trying to engage them. And we get them to come from other kids who are followers of Christ or just leaders building relationships. And so we have those we have those club meetings, the club, you know, club nights only during the school year. Mm-hmm. And so during the summer, we have camp. There's another thing that we call campaigners, which is more discipleship based. It is like a Bible study, but it's also for kids who are interested in following Christ. So this is not as much the disinterested kids, except it might be the first thing when a kid goes from disinterested to interested, it might be the first thing they show up to even before they might be too scared to come to church yet with us, but they might show up to a Bible study with some friends. And so that's kind of what campaigners is, but it's like kind of half that and half, this is our team of kids that, you know, we're trying to reach the school with. So that campaigners group meets during the school year once a week, but that also meets during the summer. And that's because during the summer we go to Young Life Camp, which is the best week of your life is the slogan. And I've never heard a kid tell me otherwise. And, you know, at camp, lots of kids, start a relationship with Christ for the first time. And so we have campaigners going right off of that, right away as we come home, because then, you know, kids are starting to get plugged in and you're teaching them basic things like how to read your Bible and how to pray. And, but during the summertime, it's really fun because kids have a lot more free time where they're super busy during the school year sometimes. And so, you know, you get to go frisbee golfing with them or whatever you do, or, you know, whatever different leaders do with kids. And you still have the campaigner meetings and you take them to church with you and stuff like that. So it's still pretty active in the summer, but it's more more casual. There's not Young Life Club going on. That's only during the school year.
So let's talk about you a little bit because you're new to your role.
Yeah.
What role is it? Because I think I keep messing it up. I was one of the directors.
No, yeah. I'm called an area director, which means I train and supervise other volunteer leaders and staff in our area. So, you know, eventually Young Life and West Toledo will hire another staff person. And we're trying to figure out what that role is. It might be to lead wildlife, which is a middle school version of Young Life. It could be somebody to do Young Life College, or maybe it's to just do high school Young Life at another school that I'm at. So my job is really to supervise those folks, the volunteers and the staff in the area. That's probably like a part of my job. Another part of my job is to do all the behind the scenes things so that volunteer leaders can focus on being with kids and they don't have to worry about putting on a fundraiser for camp or communicating with all these, you know, sending emails out. So, you know, we do tons of things behind the scenes so that our volunteer leaders can just really focus on kids. And so that's what an area director does. And so we have three area directors in the Toledo general, greater Toledo area. There's West Toledo, where I am now there. And Chris Light was here before me. Chris just moved to Cincinnati. And so that's why we came here to West Toledo. So there's West Toledo, there's Toledo City, where Tembo is, who I just mentioned, which kind of encompasses Toledo Public Schools. And then there is the Black Swamp is their name for their area, which is the Bowling Green and the greater Bowling Green area. So that includes like Perrysburg. It includes actually like Anthony Wayne and everybody between there and Bowling Green. So there's a great Young Life Club going on in around Perrysburg and some different places around there. And Dan Ketterman is the area director in the Black Swamp, and he leads a club at Perrysburg.
Black Swamp always gives a great visual. Join us in the Black Swamp.
It's a bold name. Well, they used to be called Bowling That's Green, cool. But now the area has kind of grown to be more than just right by Bowling Green or Wood County. So like, what do we call ourselves? So they came up with the Black Swamp.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I like that one.
It makes for cool t-shirts.
Yeah, very much so. Now you mentioned part of what you wanted to do is find a way to be able to network with other areas
and
really connect with them. And how do we connect with you? And so others that are listening in right now, they may be the leader of another youth ministry to get in touch with you.
Yeah.
How do they get a hold of you?
Two ways. One, you can call me and my phone number. Can I just share my phone number?
Sure.
419-349-8618 is my phone number, and you can just call me or text me, and I'd love to get together with you. Whether you want to be involved or not, maybe you just have a story from 40 years ago, I want to hear it. Or you have a story from 5 years ago, I want to hear it. You know, I'm still new to the job, and I'm really trying to get the lay of the land, and I know of, you know, some awesome legendary years of ministry here, but I don't know his people as much because I wasn't here, you know. Understood. Then. So I want to get together. Another way you can get connect with me is just email me, which my email is jimbeachyl@gmail.com, which is jimbeachyl@gmail.com.
Makes sense. Jim Beach, Young Life.
Yeah, my wife's smarter. She put a dot in between her name and the YL. So when you read Jim Beach YL, people go, so your email is Jim Beachyl. And they're just confused.
All right, fair enough.
So mine does not have a dot.
I hadn't even thought about that. But you know what's cool about you, though, is that you are one of the stories. You're one of the bricks.
Yeah, I am.
That built this organization because you're asking about other testimonies and you really are one.
Yeah, I was, you know, when I entered high school, I really didn't think about God very much. But if I did, I either thought wasn't real or he wasn't nice because my dad died when I was a kid. And I didn't know why God would let something like that happen. Yeah, but really, I didn't even think about him. I really didn't even think that very much because I just never crossed my mind. But man, I was really angry and really searching and this older high school kid and Young Life leader who came into my life, they loved me and built a relationship with me and they told me the story of Jesus, which changed my life. Wow. And I gave my life to Christ at a Young Life camp the summer after my sophomore year. And then I became one of those campaigner kids we were just talking about and partnered with my leader to try to reach other kids in my school. And, you know, then after high school, I was a Young Life leader in Monroe for 9 years, actually. I went on staff after college. So I was commuting to college then. And I went on Young Life staff for a few years in Monroe after college. And then we moved out to Lenawee County. Well, I moved out to Lenawee County. I wasn't married yet. And I led Young Life out there at Addison High School, which is near like Devil's Lake area. Some listeners might know where that is. It's a little small country school. I led there for 8 years. And we started Young Life College at Adrian College the last few years. And halfway through being out there, I married Bridget. And she was a new Young Life staff person in the Cleveland area. And I kind of swooped in really fast. And then she married me and then left her job.
Oh, there you go.
That's the downside when Young Life staff start dating each other is one's going to leave their job if it works out.
Well, explains the way you described it as swooped in.
Yeah, as a kid, then as a campaigner kid, then as a volunteer leader, then as a staff person. So
we're on with Jim Beach. He is the West Director of Toledo Young Life. Jim, you know what? A little more personal question on this one yet, because you said that Young Life got a hold of you about 20 years ago. You had a freshman in high school?
Yeah.
Without Young Life, knowing who you are, what would your life have been like if Young Life hadn't gotten a hold of you? What would your life look like now?
Well, I ended up going to college for teaching and, you know, if I was going to guess what I would be doing, I probably would be a math teacher and a football coach. I coach football as well as lead Young Life, and I'd probably be a teacher and a coach, and I'd be supremely competitive, which I still am a little competitive, but man, it was like my whole identity was winning it. At sport or being good at sports. And I'd probably be putting my whole identity in those things. And I mean, I don't know. I don't really know where I'd be. It's hard to say.
Well, it's great that it got a hold of you early because it's just one more testimony that it kind of fills out the storyline of Young Life because you were asking for others. And so those of you listening, you do have stories about Young Life and how Young Life has influenced you. Feel free to send us a text and we will connect the dots and make sure that you meet Jim Beach. So he is the new West Director of Young Life here in Toledo. I want to make sure that we really get your contacts in one more time just so that those around can still like, okay, I want to get in touch with him. And your phone number, that's text too?
Yeah, you can text. My phone number is 419-349-8618.
And anything social media we can follow?
You know, I'm really new to the job. There is a West Toledo Young Life Facebook page, I believe. I haven't started running it yet, though, so that would not be how to reach me at the moment.
Got
but it.
It
might be in like a week.
Eventually. Certainly something is on the way. You know what, Jim, before we let you go, I want to pray for you before we really part ways here, because it's the brand new position. You're brand new to the position. I think with all the goals that you really come in with, there's always that big vision, but it takes occasionally some time to really build that bridge to get from where you are to where you want to get to. And it can sometimes be a little bit discouraging, and it can sometimes take a little bit of time in those days when you're like, oh, I thought it was going to be easier than this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think all of us get in those moments from time to time, because goals are goals, but there's a reason why they're not easy.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you for Jim, and we thank you for his wife and the fact that you put the two of them together. There's always strength in pairs. And Father, we thank you, we bless you, because in those days when Jim and his wife feel most stressed, and they're working towards their goals, and it occasionally feels their depression, and it can sometimes feel like, man, oh man, what is this? It can be a changing of people that are in and out. It can be the constant moving around of folks. It can be whatever it is. God, we thank you that that goal was planted inside of their vision. You gave them that direction, and Father, you pay for what you order. God, we bless you for doing your thing big and strong and always giving them a forward-thinking faith. That in every direction they go in, God, you will bless, because the steps of the righteous are ordered by you. And we bless you again for Jim and for his wife as they work together with Young Life and the director. We thank you for connecting the dots and moving the right people into their lives to, I think, really ultimately bring these goals around to build what they have to build to fulfill the vision you gave them. And we bless you again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
One more time. So I'm really driving those contacts home. I want to make sure that everyone knows again how to get a hold of you.
My phone number is 419-349-8618. Or you can email me at jimbeachyl@gmail.com. That's JIMBEACHYL@gmail.com.